Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. It's Jobs Friday in the U.S., the day the Bureau of Labor Statistics releases the employment situation summary for the prior month. And here are the headline numbers for March 2021. Payrolls grew by 916,000 in March, according to the BLS. That came in way over economists' estimates of about 660,000. The headline unemployment rate fell to 6%, and the U6 unemployment rate, which includes Americans employed part-time for economic reasons and those only partially attached to the labor force, fell to 10.7%. Finally, the important labor force participation rate sat at 61.5%, about unchanged from last month. Digging into some of the employment sectors contributing to this jump in jobs, leisure and hospitality was up 280,000. Which makes sense, right? Lots of places reopening, lots of people able to return to work with increased vaccinations and reduced business restrictions. But that's still down. That sector, leisure and hospitality, is down in total employment by 3.1 million since its high in February 2020, prior to the pandemic. Two other sectors that jumped noticeably in March, education up 190,000 jobs with lots of schools reopening, and construction up 110,000 jobs. Interestingly, the construction sector is only about 180,000 jobs below its pre-pandemic high in February 2020. As always, I like to put these numbers in context. Let's take a look back at three important statistics, how they were pre-pandemic, at the worst levels of the pandemic, and how we sit today. First, the unemployment rate prior to the pandemic in February 2020 was 3.5%. It rose all the way up to 14.8% in April of 2020, and then has slowly been working down and sits at 6.0% as of March 2021. The labor force participation rate prior to the pandemic was 63.3%. It cratered at 60.2% in April of 2020, and has had very slow increases over the last year or so to the level of 61.5% as of March 2021. And finally, total employment sat at about 159 million persons in February of 2020, prior to the pandemic. It bottomed out at 133 million or so in April of 2020. 25 million or so jobs disappeared. And that has been steadily increasing over the last 12 months to sit at about 150 million now. But we are still about 8.5 million jobs down from the pre-pandemic employment level. So this was a great jobs report in March 2021. We probably need 7, 8, maybe 10 more just like this to get the labor market back to where it was prior to the pandemic. Let's hope that happens. Have a great weekend. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.